Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
It's episode 51 of Tribe Talk, our weekly conversation about the goings-on in Bridgeport Indians athletics. And on this show, fresh off the wrap-up to the season, the Bridgeport golf team went to Ogilby Resort in Wheeling and competed in the state meet early this week and finished fifth in Class AAA. But out of that, had a couple of all-staters, Audrey Kerr and Alex Randolph from the golf team, making AAA All-State. And we'll talk with Chris Kerr coming up, the Bridgeport golf coach, in just a moment. Whip around in our final segment. Busy time. Cross country is nearing the end of their season. They've got the Big Ten Championships coming up. Soccer also at the end of the regular season. And lots more to fill you in on coming up a little bit later on. But joined now by Chris Kerr, the Bridgeport golf coach, coming off a great successful season, regional championship, and a fifth place finish in Class AAA. And Chris, welcome to Tribe Talk. Just kind of give me your reflections and your thoughts back on this opportunity at the state meet in Wheeling earlier this week.
We had a great week. You know, it's fun for these kids to get to a state tournament and be able to compete at the highest level in the state. And, you know, there's all the other stuff that's fun, going out to eat as a team and playing in the practice rounds. And we, you know, we're lucky to be able to stay at a cabin and just, you know, have a lot of team bonding activities. And then, of course, we had some of our other team members who didn't make the state team. They were able to come up and support us. And AD Tom Sears was up there, and just some fans who just came up to watch us. I mean, the whole experience was great, and everybody had a good time.
That's great. And I'm sure serve you well in the future to get that experience and these kids particularly to be able to play on that course, which I understand is a challenging one. And they've been in pressure situations, but I'm sure it's a little bit different being on that particular stage.
Yeah, tournament golf is just completely different from anything else. And some of our kids have had the experience and some haven't. And it's, you know, it was good to get up there and get some of the underclassmen, especially Patrick Aukerman, some experience time under his belt and, you know, see what needs to be improved for next year. But it's always good and fun to play in tournament golf and see what you're made of.
So what did you expect going up there in terms of performance and what did how did that ultimately play out?
We kind of expected what happened. You know, we knew we were strong at the 1 and 2, and the 3 and 4 didn't have a lot of experience, but we knew they'd go up there and fight and play their hardest and get, you know, we kept saying to grind out because, you know, 1-2 strokes can make a difference on a lot of things up there. So, you know, we'd have liked to finish a little higher, I'm not going to lie, but we were happy with finishing fifth and, of course, thrilled that Audrey and Alex were able to go up there and put up a score good enough to make All-State. So, you know, you always want to do better if you're not first, but at the same time, there was no disappointment from anyone.
Yeah, a lot of growth through the season, but really Audrey and Alex from the jump, you know, going back to some of your first activities there in early August have been spectacular this year. And Alex Randolph, I think, certainly has been one of the stories on the golf scene in high school in West Virginia this season, putting up one of the best freshman seasons that we've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, for sure. I'd probably say it's the best freshman season you've seen since Mason Williams, which is a great precedent to set. You know, he had 11 medalist awards. He was the Big Ten Player of the Year. He was the Big Ten medalist, regional medalist, All-State player. And to do it as a freshman is just crazy. And even more, and I've talked about this a couple times, he's just a great kid. Mm-hmm. Very humble. Very, into the team, isn't about himself. What a great kid. And it was just so much fun to watch him grow out there every round. And we look for big things from him moving forward. And then, you know, Audrey's been on the scene here now. This is her junior year for 3 years. And, coming into this year, we had high expectations for her, and she surely played that out with some low medalist rounds during the season and in second place in the girls' state. And then to come out, she had a big goal this year to be all-state. That was one of her goals, and I would be lying to say I wasn't extremely excited for her to reach that goal for all the time she put in.
Yeah, no doubt. And as you mentioned, we've got a freshman and junior leading the way, but do have a handful of seniors on this club. So would be remiss if I didn't ask you about their senior leadership and some of the growth you saw in your final year players.
Yeah, we have four seniors, Garrett Steele, Guy Volio, Preston Curry, and McKenna Knotson. Each one of them brought something different to the table. They really helped us get to that Big Ten title. So I don't want to diminish their what they brought to the table just because they weren't at the States, because we don't get there as a team if it isn't the battle that they put up every day and very team-oriented approach. One of my goals coming in when I took the job a couple of years ago was, you know, we wanted to create a team atmosphere and really make, you know, golf is an individual event, yeah. But, you know, there's something to be said for when you're not only playing for yourself, but you're paying for others. And those four guys and ladies really bought into that. And really, you know, like I said, McKenna and Preston were able to come up and watch us play yesterday. You know, that's a 2-hour drive. That was a 7-hour round. And they were with us from start to finish. And, you know, it gives the kids a little bump when their buddies are up there watching them. And I really appreciated that. And Garrett's been a great guy the whole year for the team and has really, you know, grown as a player. McKenna has grown as a player and may see some opportunity to play college golf. So they'll be sorely missed, and it won't be an easy replacement.
Chris, tell me about the golf offseason. What transpires there? I know, as you mentioned, it's an individual sport, and golf is really, to be good at it, it's got to be year-round. Even when the weather's bad here in north central West Virginia, you still have simulator opportunities and obviously some travel opportunities for these guys individually. But, you know, what from a coaching standpoint, what is your instructions once the season concludes?
A lot of them play two sports, got some basketball players, mm-hmm. baseball players. So we understand that, you know, there's a need to give your attention to both. So I'm not naive to say that they're not going to go in, and it's good. I'm all for dual sport athletes and playing different sports and using different muscles and not wearing yourself out on one sport. You know, if they can jump on a simulator here and there and just swing the golf club and learn about their swing, that's great in the winter, the more they can do. And then when the spring comes into town, you know, that there are some tournaments, some regional tournaments, any tournament play you can get to get the feeling of having to put the ball in the hole and the nerves and all that comes with that is great. And then I really encourage them over the summer to get in the West Virginia State Callaway tournaments. Those are highly beneficial for all the state kids, and we love what Chris Slack and Lucas Ware are doing down there. And then, you know, Mike Gervais and company, I would be remiss to not mention Mike Gervais and his staff at Bridgeport Country Club that have given lessons and given us opportunities out there to play on the course and work with these kids and, you know, get with them and try to improve their game. And like you kind of touched on it, you know, golf is one of those where you got to put the work in.
Mm-hmm. All right, give me a final thought on the season. I know it was one that I'm sure for you personally was also very satisfying.
Yeah, it was a great season, Travis. Really loved the kids, and that's what it boils down to is those kids. And I just wanted to see the best for them and for them to have a great season. And I would say that if you talk to the kids, they'd tell you it was a really good season. Mm-hmm. We had some fun. We won some matches. We made some, all post-tournament teams. And we'll miss the seniors, but we'll put this behind us and we'll look forward to the next year. See who's going to replace those seniors because, like I said, there's a big gap. So, A-plus season. Really appreciate Ben Randolph and everything he brought to the table as an assistant coach. It was just an all-around great experience and loved being a part of it.
Got a nice tan too, right?
Oh, I got a golfer sock tan like you couldn't believe.
Yeah, I imagine. I imagine. Well, great job, buddy. Enjoyed it. Enjoyed following you guys, and already looking forward to late next summer.
Yeah, we appreciate your support and all the support of the community, and we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, Chris. Whip around. Coming your way next.
It may be goodbye summer, but it's hello deals here at Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And this bow tie don't lie. New Ram 1500s up to 14 grand off MSRP or 3.9% financing for 72 months. High performance Dodge Chargers, now just $419 a month, plus up to 125% of KBB for your trade. New ownership, improved processes, better deals. Drive into fall event. Visit us on Route 19 in Clarksburg or at blackbearjeep.com.
All right, here's what's happened in the last week at Bridgeport High School. The freshman football team lost their first game of the season on Wednesday night, falling to Martinsburg 46-7. Boys and girls soccer team swept Elkins 7-0 for the boys, 6-0 for the girls. The boys wrapped up their third straight Big Ten title. The volleyball team was also in action back on Saturday, and they split some matches, losing to Parkersburg and also Spring Mills, beating St. John's College out of Maryland and Greenbrier East. Meanwhile, the volleyball team also picked up a win over Hedgesville. Football team defeated Spring Valley 48-14 last Friday night, and soccer also got a sweep of Grafton last Thursday, 2-1 for the boys, 5-0 for the girls. Coming up, cross-country teams at the Big Ten Championships on Thursday. Soccer will host University in a 6 o'clock and 8 p.m. doubleheader. Football team plays at the Preston Knights on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Volleyball team will be back in action coming up on Saturday as they'll be taking on Robert C. Byrd Fairmont Senior in Lewis County. A JV football team will host Preston on Monday. Tuesday finds the volleyball team taking on Preston, Lewis County, and Buchanan Upshur. And then, of course, next Friday night, the Bridgeport football team's finally back at home to take on the Grafton Bearcats. That's going to wrap it up for episode 51 of Tribe Talk the Podcast. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.